Yes, recording is now started.
Okay, so welcome to this kickoff webinar for Academy Research Fellow applicants of Winter 25 call. My name is Satu Huhtala, and here online is my colleague Kirsi Syynimaa, and also my other colleague Anne Lyytinen, who will be helping also in this call you. And we are, Kirsi and I, we are research funding advisors at Research and Innovation Services of University of Jyväskylä. So first we will tell you some preliminary call information and how our university supports the applicants. And later on today, you will hear also talks from two successful Academy Research Fellows. And at the end, we have this Q&A session. And here is our internal timetable. Today, we will start our training, and the call text will be published at the end of this month. We don't know the exact date yet. And please note that we needed to reschedule the information event on 5th of November. It starts at 2 o'clock because there will be one ask and apply event at the original hours. Then the winter call opens on 13th of November and closes on 8th of January. And we needed to set internal deadlines for budgeting and internal Convalis project announcement, and that is on 9th of December. And for reading research plan drafts, we promise to read all which have been sent to us on 12th of December. And then some words about what is this Academy Research Fellowship. It's 4-year funding where you can include your own salary and funding for research costs, for example, for a team member or traveling. And Research Council of Finland will set the date when it starts, and usually it has been in the beginning of September. The focus on this project is on high quality science and renewal of science and progressing your own career track. And if you have a permanent senior research position, meaning research position, not teaching position, then you are not eligible to apply for this position. But if you don't have that, and your first doctoral degree is dated between 1st of January 2018 and 13th of January, 31st of January 2023, and there are also some exceptions for these dates. For example, parental leaves, you get that many days when you have been on that leave, more time for this period, and you need to present a certificate to Research Council of those leaves. And some of you have applied for this funding earlier. Compared to the last call, the research plan structure will be renewed. They have published the main headlines already. And what we have learned from, for example, Center of Excellence call, the details you write under these headlines are pretty much the same than it was in the earlier version of the research plan. They are just presented in a different order. And only exception, what we have heard is the data management issues, which will be written directly to the application form. And please notice also that they will renew the panel structure. There were some panels that didn't receive any or very, very little applications, and they have had feedback from applicants. So on basis of those, they will renew them. And we will see when the call text is published how it will go this time. Unfortunately, we don't have any information of that yet. So even the call text is not published yet, you can still start to prepare your application. The CV template should be approximately the same than last year, and it's available on the Academy Research Council pages at the moment, as well as the merits and increased competencies should be somewhat the same than last year. Even they said that there may be some differences to the instructions. And we recommend, Kirsi will talk about a bit more of this later, but we recommend to start collecting the letters of collaboration already. And also what you can do, you can start drafting your visualization, for example, Gantt chart or some other kind of timetable and figures. And please note that at the A2Chat index, they have at the ACAP.fi pages almost everything important related to the applying funding from them. And please note that all information, what is there available at the moment, should be rechecked from the current call text when it's published.
Okay.
And Kirsi will continue from here.
Yes, here is important information related to possible collaborators of your research. If you have one or more collaborators in your research, you need to describe their roles as well as their project-relevant key merits and provide justification for choosing them in Section 3, Implementation of the Research Plan. Related to each collaborator, it's recommended that you will append a letter of collaboration to the application. Because the letters of collaboration need submit together with your application by 8th of January, we recommend that you contact your possible collaborators now and start collect letter of collaborators as soon as possible. This is because we have found that in some cases it takes a surprisingly long time to collect collaboration letters. And the language of the letters need to be in English. And we are linked in this slide. You will find more detailed instructions for drafting of the letters. And next. And like previous years, we have designed Moodle training environment to support academy research fellowship applicants. It's great that so many people have already registered to participate in this training process for academy research fellow applicants. But if you have missed it and want to get involved, please email us as soon as possible via risu@bistin.com. In Moodle, you will find description of the full training process for Academy Research Fellowship applicants 25 and also tips for writing a research plan. You will find there also short thematic videos and other support materials. And the course environment will open during this afternoon after this kickoff webinar. So practically, if you have registered for this training series for Academy Research Fellow applicants, we will automatically add you to the course environment during this afternoon and you don't need to do anything. At this stage, the Moodle environment is not completely ready, as we have to wait for that Research Council of Finland will publish the call texts before we can publish the remaining couple of sections of the course. But once the call text is published, we can add the missing sections and also complete the rest of the course. If you have registered or for some reason you cannot log into the Moodle, please contact us. via email. As part of our university's support process for academy research fellow applicants, we will organize 4 workshops. 2 of them will focus on how to make Gantt chart of the progress of your research. The aim is to guide you in making a Gantt chart that you can include in your research plan. The next 2 workshops are related to CV writing and how to prepare the merits and increase competencies document as part of your application. 2 of the workshops will be on face-to-face and 2 will take place online. As the introduction session of 2 online workshops will be recorded, so you can watch them afterwards. We will add the recordings into our Moodle environment. Please note that it's important to register in advance, as these workshops will not take place if there are not enough registrations. And you will find a link to register in this slide. In addition to these workshops, we will organize together with project controllers a series of 5 Get Help at Campuses events between November and December. And these events, you don't need to register. You can just pop into these events. We strongly encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity to get face-to-face support in preparing your application. At these events, you will have the opportunity to ask specific questions regarding your research plan, your budget, or even filling the SARA application systems. These events will be around campuses, but you can attend any of them. And in this slide, you can find the schedule and more detailed locations for these events here. Then briefly, what kind of support services are provided by the Youth Research and Innovation Services? In practice, we have 3 people involved in supporting academy research applicants: Satu, me, and Anne Lyytinen. From us, you can ask questions about the call text, the SARA online system, or the application process in general. At this point, I would remind you that with the budgeting issues, please contact the project controller of your unit. But if you wish, you can ask for comments for your research plan from us. Here is important to remember the university's internal timetable, which means that if you want us to read and comment on your research plan, please book an appointment with us well in advance. You should send your research plan to us by 12th of December at latest. In general, you can also book a personal meeting with us, either face-to-face or in Teams. For smaller questions, it's useful to ask via email. And of course, you can also contact us via Moodle. And next. In this context, we would also recommend it to you to excellent Ask and Apply webinars organized by Research Council of Finland. For this winter call, there will be 3 webinars, and these Ask and Apply webinars are short, 10 to 15 minute sessions on specific themes. These webinars are held in English, and anyone can participate, but you need to register for these webinars. You will find link for the registration here in the end of this slide or in via Research Council of Finland's webpage.
All right, and we will have the questions at the end of this session. And next, due to overlapping timetable, our first speaker, Katariina Keinonen, will join us from recording first, but she will join us afterwards online when we have this Q&A session. And yes, Kirsi will start next sharing, so I will stop mine.
Terve kaikille! Mä oon Kenosen Katariina ja liityn nyt mukaan ensin näin tallennemuotoisesti ja vähän myöhemmin sitten vielä ihan livenä linjoille siinä keskusteluosuudessa. Mutta tosiaan nyt kun päällekkäisyyden vuoksi en päässyt ajallaan mukaan, niin tallenteella ensin kerron lyhyesti mun kokemuksista akatemiatutkijan rahoitushakemuksen laatimiseen liittyen nimenomaan nyt talvihaussa 2024, eli aika tuoreeltaan. Mun tutkimusalue on psykologia ja kliininen psykologia, erityisesti psykologisten interventioiden tutkimus. Ja tässä nyt syyskuussa käynnistyneessä hankkeessa Proceed, Developing a Process-Based Competence Evaluation Method to Promote Evidence-Based Dissemination Practices. Meidän tavoitteena on kehittää uusi prosessipohjainen kompetenssin arviointimenetelmä ja tutkia sen ominaisuuksia eri näkökulmista. Mutta mä en nyt tässä esityksessä mene sen syvemmin tähän niin kuin tutkimusideaan tai siihen tutkimuksen niin kuin teoreettiseen jotenkin viitekehykseen tai edes menetelmiin, vaan keskityn ennen kaikkea tähän jotenkin hakemuksen valmistelemiseen ja siihen prosessiin. Mä sanon ensin jotakin siitä, että miten mä lähestyn yleensä ottaen sitä koko hakemuksen niin kuin laatimista, millä tavalla mä oon hyödyntänyt ohjemateriaalia. Sitten puhun jotakin siitä, että miten se oman osaamisen kuvaaminen, mikä akatemiatutkijan hakemuksen kohdalla on tärkeä osa sitä hakemusta, niin miten sen kanssa toimin. Ja sitten viimeisenä vielä nostan esille joitakin asioita, mitä siinä meidän saamassa kirjallisessa palautteessa nousi semmoisena ehkä toistuvina tai jotenkin tärkeän tuntuisina asioina esiin, mihin arvioitsijat sitten kiinnitti huomiota lopulta siinä hakemuksessa kokonaisuutena. Ensimmäisenä haluan korostaa sitä, että mä annan hyvin paljon niin kuin arvoa sille, että näin tosi ison työn niihin kirjallisiin ohjeisiin tutustumisessa siellä ihan hakemuksen valmistelun alkumetreillä. Mä oon niitä akatemian sivuja kyllä tavannut niin kuin suomeksi ja englanniksi moneen kertaan ja ihan tietoisesti niin kuin yrittänyt niitä painaa mieleen ja jotenkin ymmärtää, että mikä niissä on oleellista ja mitä ne nyt milläkin itse asiassa käytännössä konkreettisesti tarkoittaa. Mä oon niitä kirjannut ylös ja hyödyntänyt tosi jotenkin tarkalla silmällä kaikkia mahdollisia niitä template-ohjeistuksia ja vertaillut niitä ohjeita, mitä hakijalle annetaan ja mitä arvioitsijalle annetaan ja yrittänyt nähdä, että mikä on se kaikkein keskeisin. Infotilaisuuksiin on osallistunut ahkerasti sekä näihin Jyväskylän yliopiston tutkimus- ja innovaatiopalveluiden järjestämiin infotilaisuuksiin, jotka ovat tosi hyödyllisiä, mutta myös sitten tietenkin niihin akatemian omiin infowebinaaritapahtumiin tai tilaisuuksiin. Olen keskustellut ahkerasti näitä ohjeistuksista paitsi kollegoiden kanssa, niin myös kaikkien muiden lähipiiriin kuuluvien kanssa, oli he akateemisia tai ei. Ja yrittänyt niin kuin myös ehkä sitten itse jotenkin ääneen puhua just sitä, että mitä kaikkea mihinkäkin dokumenttiin kannattaa sisällyttää ja tulee sisällyttää ja odotetaan sisällyttävään. Mulla on itsellä käytössä tuo Remarkable-paperitabletti, missä on mahdollisuus tehdä erilaisia kaikkia kivoja pohjia hyödyntäen monenmoisia muistilistoja, ja niitä todella on kertynytkin. Mä otin tähän pari ihan esimerkiksi, mitä mä oon sinne raapustellut hakemusta valmistajassani, mihin mä oon kerännyt koko ajan semmoista päivittyvää listaa, että mitä vielä pitää mihinkäkin hakemuksen liitteeseen muistaa muotoilla tai muistaa lisätä, ja pitänyt myös kirjaa sellaisista jotenkin tausta-ajattelun pohjalta syntyneistä ideoista, että mitä ehkä voisi yrittää ympätä johonkin kohtaa hakemusta tai mikä voisi vielä vahvistaa jotakin teoreettisen taustan kuvausta ja niin edelleen, vaikka niitä kaikkia nyt ei varmaan sitten lopulta sinne hakemukseen päätynytkään. Mutta tämän niin kuin kaltaiseen listausten ja sen oman työn jotenkin organisointiin itse ajattelen, että kannatti panostaa, koska niissä tosiaan niissä hakemuksessa ja hakemuksen liitteissä on niin hirvittävän paljon sellaisia yksityiskohtia, että on tosi helppo jotenkin vahingossa unohtaa jotakin osioita, edistää riittävän varhaisessa vaiheessa ja sitten tulee kiire. Mulle ehkä kaikkein hankalin oli tämä nimenomaan omien merittien ja omien kehittymisen kuvaus. Ja siihen liittyen ohjeiden ymmärtäminen myös, tämä niin kuin jotenkin ajatus narratiivisesta CV:stä ja oman tähän asti sen urakehittymisen ja tulevaisuuden tavoitteiden ja tutkimusideaan liittyvän jotenkin prosessoinnin ja kehittymisen kuvaaminen yhdessä sivussa siihen annettuun pohjaan, missä oli ne väliotsikotkin viemässä tilaa, niin tuntui kyllä ihan tosi hankalalta ja meni hyvin monta iteraatiokierrosta, että sitä sai tiivistymään. Mutta sitten tosiaan näyttäytyi siinä jo hakuun liittyvien ohjeistusten pohjalta ja myöskin ehkä sitten tuon saadun palautteen pohjalta niin todella oleelliselta hakemuksen osalta. Niissä ohjeistuksissakin todettiin, että tämä hakijan potentiaali arvioidaan ensimmäisenä niitä hakemuspapereita tarkasteltaessa. Ja tämä mulle jotenkin jäi kaikumaan korviin, että tähän on satsattava, jos tämä on ensimmäinen asia, mitä se arvioitsija tästä koko hakemuksesta tulee katsomaan. Ja jos jo siellä pystyy jotakin tosiaan myös siitä tutkimuksen tai siitä tutkimussuunnitelman niin kuin sisällöstäkin sanomaan ja linkittämään sen jotenkin omaa osaamiseensa, niin se olisi varmaankin ihan hyvä. Tätä arvioijat käsitteli myöskin sitten omana osuutenaan siellä kirjallisessa palautteessa ja otti kantaa todellakin siihen urapotentiaaliin ja siihen, että mikä merkitys tällä akatemian rahoituksella voisi olla uralla etenemisen näkökulmasta. Mä yritin parhaani mukaan tuottaa tähän narratiiviseen CV:hen tämmöistä selkeää kuvausta siitä, että miten olen tähän saakka urallani edennyt ja minkälaisia nyt ehkä nostoja voisi antaa tai konkreettisia esimerkkejä voisi antaa siitä, että minkälaisia saavutuksia tähän saakka on niin kuin tunnistettavissa tai nimettävissä. Ja niissä ohjeistuksissa korostuu se, että kaikkea tätä arvioidaan siis nykyistä uravaihetta vasten, niin yritin siinä sitten kyllä aika rohkeasti myös semmoisia vaatimattomampiakin, mutta tällainen niin kuin aloittelevan tutkijan näkökulmasta kuitenkin merkityksellisiä saavutuksia nostaa esiin. Ja sitten yritin myös niin kuin hyvinkin rohkeasti visioida sitä, että mihin urallani tähtään ja minkälaisiin niin kuin jotenkin rooleihin toivoisin sitten tämän akatemiatutkijakauden niin kuin myötä sitä omaa urakehitystäni jotenkin suunnata. Ja sitten mä laitoin siinä myöskin kyllä siinä narratiivisessa CV:ssäni jotakin niin kuin siihen liittyen, että miksi mä oon juuri tähän kompetenssin tutkimukseen jotenkin niin intohimoisesti ottaantunut ja miksi pidän sitä aihetta tärkeänä. Toivon, että se sitten ehkä vähän jo orientoi arvioitsijoita myöskin sitä tutkimussuunnitelmaa ajatellen. Mutta tätä en tietenkään, tämä on nyt vaan spekulaatiota. No sitten vielä siitä kirjallisesta palautteesta ja että mitä siellä sitten niin kuin nousi taas feedbackinä arvioitsijoilta ja siinä paneelilausunnossa, niin se mikä toistui mun mielestä niin kuin aika monta kertaa läpi sen kirjallisen palautteen oli, että tosiaan tämä hakemus nähtiin niin kuin perusteluiltaan, teoreettiselta taustaltaan, pohjustukseltaan selkeäksi ja ymmärrettäväksi ja ne tutkimuksen tavoitteet oli selkeät. Ja toteuttamissuunnitelmaa pidettiin niin kuin realistisena. Ja mä luulen, että tähän vaikutti se, että olin muilta saanut vinkkinä sen, että kannattaa laittaa kuvia tai kuvaajia. Ja mullakin oli siellä jo heti hyvin niin kuin alkumetreillä sitä hakemusta ensimmäisen sivun ensimmäisellä puoliskolla kuvaaja, millä mä pyrin niin kuin linkittämään sitä, että miten nyt tämä spesifi tutkimus linkittyy niin kuin laajaan interventiotieteen kehykseen ja interventiotieteen uudistamiseen nimenomaan, mihin nyt akatemian rahoitusta pyritään suuntaamaan. Tutkimustehtäviä kuvasin jo siellä niin ikään niin kuin varhaisessa vaiheessa enemmän jotenkin sen teoreettisen arvon tai tähän niin kuin jotenkin tällä hetkellä kirjallisuudessa käytävään keskusteluun linkittymisen näkökulmasta lyhyesti ja sitten tarkemmin tietysti vielä kysymysten ja osatutkimusten tasolle pilkottuna siellä niin kuin metodin kuvauksessa. Ja kaikki suunnitelmat pyrin tekemään niin tarkaksi kuin vaan suinkin osasin, siis huolimatta siitä, ettei tietenkään voida ihan kaikkia niin kuin tällä tarkkuudella, mitä ne nyt on kuvattu siellä hakemuksessa, niin vielä tässä vaiheessa niin tietääkään, että miten ne tulee toteutumaan. Mutta mä ajattelin koko ajan mielessäni, että esimerkiksi tälleen tämän voisi tehdä. Ja sitten yritin laittaa niin kuin todellakin hyvin konkreettisesti ne suunnitelmat sinne paperille. Aikataulujen osalta, julkaisusuunnitelmien osalta, siis mukaan lukee ihan se, että mitä mikäkin julkaisu käsittelee, miten työnjako tullaan toteuttamaan tutkimustiimin sisällä, mihin hyödynnetään ketäkin kollaboraattoria, ja miten rekrytointistrategia tehdään, millä perusteella N-määrät on määritetty, mutta myöskin ihan se, että miten suuresta joukosta yritetään tavoittaa kuinkakin monta henkilöä ja mitä kautta viestit kulkee ja niin edelleen. Sitten toinen, mikä toistui siellä kirjallisessa palautteessa tai niin kuin näyttäytyi mulle palautteen saajana tärkeänä, niin oli tämä impakti, akateeminen tutkimus, tieteellinen impakti ja sitten myöskin kliininen impakti. Tietysti varsinkin ehkä tässä niin kuin kliinisen psykologian alueella on niin kuin hyvinkin tavoiteltavaa. Ja siinä mä luulen, että se, niin kuin sen sanottaminen, että mitä uutta voidaan tehdä tämän hankkeen aikana ja mitä tämä uusi tapa arvioida kompetenssia tässä tapauksessa voi mahdollistaa sitten pitkässä juoksussa. Ja tässäkin nyt aika rohkeasti niin kuin maalailin sitä, että minkälaisiin avauksiin tämä voisi mahdollisesti johtaa. Ja koko ajan niin sillä oletuksella, että todella onnistutaan siinä, mitä nyt pyritään tekemään. Ja tämä on niissä ohjeissakin kyllä niin kuin näkynyt niin mun mielestä selkeästi, että akatemia ei kaipaa pahakseen sitä, että otetaan riskejä siis suhteessa siihen, että ei saakaan niitä tuloksia, mitä odotetaan tai ei onnistutakaan jossain tehtävässä, mikäli se onnistuminen voisi johtaa sitten taas niin kuin merkittäviin tuloksiin. Eli tämmöinen high risk, high gain tilanne ehkä niin kuin tässäkin oli. Ja yritin niin kuin koko aika muistaa, mainita eri kohdissa sitä hakemusta, sitä, että mitä hyötyä näillä potentiaalisilla tuloksilla voi olla paitsi interventiotutkimukselle, niin myöskin mielenterveysalan jotenkin koulutuskäytänteiden kehittämisen näkökulmasta, niin kuin jo tässä tutkimushankkeen nimessäkin pyrin nostamaan esiin, että sitten myöskin ihan niin kuin mielenterveyden, psykologisten interventioiden, mielenterveyden hoidon kehittymisen näkökulmasta sitten sen koulutuskäytänteiden kehittymisen kautta. Ja sitten vielä viimeisenä asiana, mikä se kirjallisessa palautteessa mun mielestä nousi esiin niin selkeästi, oli se, että yllättävän suuri merkitys on todellakin sillä hakijan ja tutkimusryhmän arvioinnilla. Ja siellä otetaan monessakin kohden kantaa, tietysti erityisesti siinä tutkimusryhmän kuvauksen yhteydessä, mutta monessa kohtaa sitä kirjallista palautetta nousee esiin se, että onko hakijalla, siis akatemiatutkijalla itsellään, mutta myöskin muulla ryhmällä ja kollaboraattoreilla asiantuntijuutta juuri tähän kysymykseen, onko tutkimus niin kuin hankkeen suunnitteluun riittävä osaaminen ja onko sit ihan niin kuin menetelmäosaaminen riittävällä tasolla siihen, mitä pyritään tekemään. Ja onko esimerkiksi disseminaatio jotenkin tämän tiedon hyödyntämiseen liittyvä tai tiedon jotenkin tutkimusyhteisön saataville tuomiseen jotenkin riittävästi kapasiteettia tai mahdollisuuksia siinä ryhmässä. Esimerkiksi mulla nostettiin esiin semmoisena positiivisena asiana juuri se, että kun on kollaboraattoreissa sellaisia henkilöitä, joilla on keskeinen rooli interventiotutkimuksen kentällä, niin silloin se, että he ehkä voisivat niinku edesauttaa sitä, että näitä tuloksia tullaan hyödyntämään, niin oli ehkä niinku merkittävä asia. Ja sitten mulle ehkä vähän yllättävänä yksityiskohtana nostettiin siellä kirjallisessa palautteessa, molempien arvioitsijoiden antamassa kirjallisessa palautteessa niin kuin erikseen esille se, että vierailusuunnitelmat oli niin kuin perusteltu hyvin ja niille oli kuvattu niin kuin selkeä tavoite ja ne niin kuin näyttäytyi jotenkin semmoisena niin, ehkä niin kuin vahvuutena ja aidostikin yhteistyötä jotenkin synnyttävänä ja vahvistavana, vaikka olisi voinut ehkä ajatella, että ne nyt on semmoinen jotenkin pieni asia tässä kaikessa muussa, ja että se kollaboraatio ehkä sitten muulla tavoin olisi, niin kuin, muilta osin olisi ollut jotenkin oleellisempaa kuin se varsinainen vierailujakso, mutta tämäkin ilmeisesti on semmoinen, mitä kannattaa niin kuin tosi tarkasti miettiä, että millä tavalla se vierailusuunnitelma sinne kuvaa ja mitä tavoitteita niihin vierailujaksoihin sinne niin kuin sisällyttää. Mutta nämä nyt oli semmoiset tosiaan, mitä mä ajattelen, että varmaan vähän niin kuin riippumatta siitä, että mikä se oma tutkimussuunnitelman sisältö on ja mikä tutkimusalue on, niin saattaisi olla sellaisia oleellisia, mitä tosiaankin akatemiatutkijahakemusten kohdalla arvioidaan ja mitä niin kuin mistä itse sain palautetta. Kiitos. Mä palaan tosiaan tilaisuuteen mukaan vielä livenä vähän myöhemmässä vaiheessa, mutta päätän puheenvuoroni nyt tähän. Kiitos.
All right. Thank you, Katarina, who is already online, I see. But next, we have Babushka. Am I pronouncing your name right?
Yes.
Hi. The floor is yours.
Okay, so let me here. Hello, everyone. You should now be able to see my screen, right?
Yes, we see your presentation. It's not in the presentation mode, like, yeah, now it is. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you, Satu and the others who invited me to just talk about my journey in this Research Council of Finland grant applications. So I'm Babushka Shavazipur, and I'm from the IT faculty multi-object visualization group. And so here a little bit about me. So I'm basically, my background is in applied mathematics, and I got my PhD from University of Cape Town in South Africa 6 years ago, and then after that, I came here and work as a postdoc in different projects at the University of Jyväskylä. And during this time, I have been involved in many different funding applications, either just for my personal funding applications or involved in the group. So even in a, like, for example, Center of Excellent applications and some other Research Council of Finland projects that were basically we are just helping the PI in preparations and also define some parts, of course, for ourselves. So if the project get funding, so we would work on those things. And these experiences helped me a lot. So at least so. The leader of our group, Professor Mittenen, who is the vice rector of research now. So she's added to this to just involving all the group members, or at least invite who's are interested to be involved in this kind of different project writing, it's help. So basically you could get experiments in this, and of course in that case you are not the responsible, but you can see, and after some of those are funded, you basically also have some sort of examples for yourselves. So I know that it's might not available for everyone, but so here I just listed, so before getting this academy funding loss, basically this year, which is just started. So I also got a funding from Viuri 1 year, and also some other smaller funding from some other foundations as a PI or co-PI. And I, of course, reflected all of those things in my CV and motivation letter for this funding. And finally, I could get this one. And so for Research Council of Finland, personally, I applied 3 times as a PI, and so the 3rd time was successful. So here is just also the overview. So basically 3 years, 22, 23, and 24. And the first one was postdoctoral researcher at that time. And then it's basically combined with this academy research fellow. And I will go through the details of each to just give you some examples, because I know that you already hear from many resources about what you should do in the general, but I just wanted to, it might be good to give you some specific example. So the first time, as I said, I applied for postdoctoral researcher, and I started a bit late in writing. You all hear about that, start early, but I need to say that as I have been involved in many applications, so I have a good knowledge about the guidelines and the different aspects and for example budgeting things and mobility examples I already have, so all of those things, and even some drafts of the topic that I already know what I want to write about. And so because of this latest start, so basically I couldn't send my first draft to my peers and ask them in a good time. So they just gave me some minor, because they knew that so it was only a few days before the deadline, and so they knew that they couldn't basically be very critical with mine. But all of those are still useful. And also in the budgeting, so I said I had experience. So even though I started a little bit about that, but I could manage that on time. And so the first time, as a first experiment, it was quite good. So I passed the first stage. At that time, there were 2 stages. And overall rating of my professor was 5. I got ranked 2nd, but unfortunately I couldn't get the funding, only the first one got. So I was so close, and so basically most of the feedback were positive. And so I just said that, so this panel, because at that time, so we couldn't choose the panel, so we just choose the bigger umbrella, and then so it was mathematics, and then so they send it. So at that time they send it to this panel. So I will come back to it, because of that I mentioned specifically this panel. And the lessons that I learned from that one is, so of course, if because I was so close, maybe if I could have started earlier and got some feedback from someone, we even could get the funding at the first try. So it is possible when you get the funding in the first step if you have a good plan. And here are just some examples of the basically comments that I got from the reviewers. So some strange dimensions about a good implementation plan and timing and so on. Also talk about the risk and also how you would mitigate this, or your plan for the mitigation, your plan B and so on. But maybe the weakness is about the part that so basically they just wanted to see for the validation of, because I proposed some not only mathematical but some kind of theoretical concepts and methods, and also I mentioned that I have a case study, but it seems that this group find a need to add another case study so for more validation. So and also the even though I choose the good collaborators, so I don't know why that they found that the quality of the organization so it's limited. So and also about the length of mobility, I usually choose the shorter mobility, but not very short, but about 1 or 2 months or something, and not longer than those. So I incorporated all of those things in the next round, which was basically changed, and so was academic researcher. I also asked for a postdoc to be hired in these projects besides me. And then I incorporated the commentant, so I had another application area, also add a few more collaborators, and also I consider longer mobility periods. And because in other parts, so I got a good, basically, rating, so I didn't touch much the other parts. But these parts, basically, I failed even to pass the first stage, and the overall rating was very low compared to previous rounds, and it is basically the thing here. So this time they said it to the different panel, so applied mathematics and statistics. And so then from here I know that, okay, so where I shouldn't send it if I could. Fortunately, in the next round, so academy provide this opportunity. Or maybe before go to that, so just again, let's go through some of the comments from this run. So positive comments like topic important, PI motivated, and the external collaborators are good. So I modify that from the first one. And then there's some weaknesses dimensions, because it was a mathematical panel, they want to see more details about the mathematical novelty, theoretical, more strong mathematical ways, which is because my work is some more multidisciplinary and also more like applied things, and also because of the limitation I didn't mention about the details or formulas or this kind of things, but at least this group pointed those out. And also because I have added more collaborators, because from the first time they asked me somehow to have a better or more collaborators, so I add those things, but it seems that it's basically somehow had a backfire to me, because they said that it seems that so I not that kind of independence enough, because of that I have a lot of more collaborators. So you need to find a balance between these, be careful about that, so not too much collaborator, and you also need to show that you are the PI, you are the main person, and all the collaborators just to help, and there is side roles, but you can just use them when you need some specific expertise, for example, in the application area, so you can use them, but still you are the PI and you are able to do all of those things independently. And finally, the last time, instead of postdoc, I consider a PhD because I got also some comments about that. And this time, so as I said, so the structure changed and I could basically choose the panel. And I had a hard time to choose a panel because they were not a perfect match with my plan. So there are multiple panels that I could send, but none of them basically could cover all the disciplines and the concepts that I have because it was very multidisciplinary. But fortunately, I could find a good one and I was lucky that I got funded. Also reduced the number of collaborators. It was hard because I already contacted many of them, but remember that, so you can change it. It's just a plan. You can have more collaborators later, but just in the plan, try to be wise and find those are really necessary and also can help you. And on the other hand, also you need to show that you are the main person here. And so for me, at least the most important thing is that you need to choose the right panel, especially if your work is multidisciplinary. If you are belonging to one school and so everything is there, so you already know, so you're lucky. But if not, so it is just think a lot about these things to choose the right panel, or at least the best one that who can basically buy your proposal. And finally, so discuss your ideas with your peers, try to mature it enough. And also, if you have a multidisciplinary, because I was stuck to this because of my background to this applied mathematics then, but I noticed that they don't like this kind of proposal that I have at the moment, so I go to the different school, they like it more, so they found me. And also when you choose the panel, you need to write with them. So if, for example, in my case, if they are mathematics, so you need to talk about them with more mathematics, you need to show some formulas or something even already in this plan. But based on the panel that you're choosing, so you also need to give them enough reasons and details. So even though you don't have much space to write the details, but still the reviewers want to see the details. So you need to find a balance here. It is important. So these details also can help you to show that this plan is feasible. If it is very ambitious and they say that's okay, what if you couldn't find or define a good concept? And so then all plans would be basically nothing. So you need to show that it is, if you are successful, it is basically would be a breakthrough, the word that they use. But if not, still you can have some like groundbreaking results. And also in the motivation letters, you should also show that so you are motivated and you are able to do. Let's say, okay, your plan is perfect, but you also need to show that you are the best person to implement this. And also about the personnel and collaborators, think about it carefully and justify their roles and tasks specifically. And also make your aims and primary objectives crystal clear, and also find the balance between this ambitiousness and feasibility that I mentioned. And again, at least in my case, think twice about the panel that you are choosing. And also you need good luck.
Thank you so much, Babushka. It's so valuable that you both shared your experiences. I didn't notice any questions in the chat yet, but I wanted to ask myself that did Katariina or Babushka, any of you have access to the successful applications from others when you prepared your own application?
I mentioned that because I have been involved in some preparation, in some successful applications and some other project, of course, not specifically this. So I already have some examples myself, but I don't know if it is possible that you see some examples. Maybe you have some to provide them, I don't know.
The problem is that we don't have any to provide, so be encouraged to contact your colleagues and ask yourself if it's possible that they can share, because it's good to, like we saw here, it's good to have ideas from others. You mentioned that you discussed with your peers. Did you, Katariina, discuss about your idea with your peers?
Yes, I tried to discuss my plan with everyone who would listen and everyone who would allow me to kind of speak about my ideas. And I also had a chance, well, I didn't have access to successful applications either, but I had a chance to get some brief comments from someone who had received the Academy Researcher Funding in the past. And that was very helpful. That was one of the tips that I got from someone who had previously been successful was using figures, and that was a very good tip.
Yes, thank you. Is there anything else that anyone would like to ask? We have now great opportunity to.
That you are attending this, so you have a good support here. So it's start to encourage you. So I'll also send them your plans. So even though, of course, so they might be in a different field, but they can give you and help you in some general comments. But of course, for details, you need to talk about your peers. But so use the available.
Yes, we always recommend also to ask comments from your peers. We look at your application with kind of different, with the different eyes and through like the call text when we read your applications. All right. Did you, Kirsi, have any questions?
Yes, I can. I have same question for Papuska and Katariina. And you give very much very useful and practical tips for our applicants. And I would like to ask, what would be the most important tips what you like to give our this year's applicant? What is secret of your key secret of your success?
Katariina, would you like to go with it?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I suppose I'm just setting aside a lot of time to kind of revise your texts and going through them again and again, which can help clarify and kind of synchronize all the documents in a way that makes it like a cohesive application that doesn't have too much it doesn't repeat itself too much, but refers to the same big idea, and all the annexes will support kind of your ability to do the work. This is kind of vague, I'm sorry, but yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. So you did definitely revise it multiple times. If you revise it if you start early, you can do that in one round, but otherwise, like me, you need to do that in multiple years. So of course, you might have a chance and got it in the first year, so it's not impossible, but you must be first excited about the topic yourself, and also you need to basically transfer this excitement to the reader. So the reader should get excited because they said that, so they want to fund your plan. So they need to be excited. And also, after all, they also need to see that it is feasible and you able to do that.
Okay, now we have two hands. First is Agnieszka.
Can you hear me and see me? Okay.
Yes.
I have a question because I applied last year, and I guess the main criticism of my application made me really perplexed, because I thought it was a strength. So basically, I put many details of details of the research of what could be the planned articles about and so on and so forth. So I thought I thought it was a strength that I could give tangible detailed outcomes and ideas of problems. I work in philosophy. I don't know if that is a factor, but anyway. So the surprising part was that it was actually criticized, and I think it was the main reason why I didn't get it, because the reviewers said it felt disjointed, that it lacked some kind of overarching thought. So I guess that is also a difficulty to find this balance. So how did you think about it? Was that an issue that came up when you were preparing application? I guess that's my question.
Tanira, would you like to take it?
I suppose it might be a discipline related thing or a research idea specific, difficulty of showing detail and an overarching theme or cohesive plan. But I suppose that given that the funding isn't meant for a big group in this case, a relatively simple research idea could be helpful, something that you might be able to formulate in a very brief description, what would be the main theme. But then I would suppose that, I don't know if Kirsi and Satu have more experience on this, but I would suppose that detailed plan would be a strength, like you said yourself. Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Might be when you talk about more details, so also you need to show that. So it is something new. You shouldn't give them the impression that, so okay, you have everything handy, so you can easily, so it's like a very easy job, so then it's okay. So it's like writing a paper, okay, go and write it yourself. They also need to be excited about the topics, or maybe it is very excited, but you need to write it in a way that the reader enjoy it, because you know the topic, so you might know many things, but they don't know. You need to show them.
Yeah, maybe that was just a matter of writing it wrong and giving the wrong impression. So I guess it goes back to your point of Katarina, of your point of rereading and rewriting that. So yeah, thanks.
Okay, we are running out of time, but there is still one question, and it goes to Sampsa.
Hello. I don't seem to be locked in, but I'm Sampsa Vihonen, and I work right now in Sweden, but I graduated from Jyväskylä, so I also plan to do the application. So my question is directed mainly at Babushka. So so I'm interested in knowing the weight of mobility in application. So how would you comment on what kind of role should be given to and weight should be given to this mobility, such as your research visits? And I remember you mentioned that you originally did propose research visit, but it was then said that it was too short. So how would you describe ideal mobility in this case? How long?
Ideal mobility is based on your plan as well. So you need to make it clear, okay, so for example, if you want to go visit, so why you want to, why you choose there, and also why they have the expertise that you needed, and they can help the plan, because you are doing this, but they just heard that you can basically get benefit from the expertise and some added values, and not too many, not very few. So think about the best something in, again, a balance. And also for the, for example, I consider even in 6 months or some 3 months, because they pointed out that I previously thought that, okay, so these days because of this online meeting, so you don't need even to have a very long like before, like, but at least in my case, they ask for that.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Katariina, you also tell in your video that you have get very good comments about your mobility plan. How long your mobility was?
Well, I suppose it was surprising because my research visits are going to be like 2 1-week visits to Germany during the four years and 1 3-week visit to Australia. So very brief. And the visits are for all of the research team, which is 3 people. And I was sure that we're not going to get that funding. But the reason for the visits is that we're going to go learn specific things from the collaborators at each of these visits and to get to know their lab and kind of create international collaboration with other researchers on location. So I assume, this is my guess, is that they saw value in that when evaluating the application.
Okay, good. I think also that it's a value for your application, and this is a right kind of mobility. Thank you.
Yes, the rule calls so that its minimum is 5 days, and it shouldn't be like a conference trip or that kind of, but really a research visit, with the point that you go there doing something that is progressing your research plan. And there isn't any official maximum time, but what they have earlier said, that it shouldn't be like at the end of the project, because you need to bring the ideas or the value back to Finland, because this is Research Council of Finland and they want to promote Finnish science. Thank you very much, everyone, especially Babuska and Katariina, joining us today. And this recording will be available later on in the Moodle platform. And hopefully you have good start for your research plans and applications, and see you next time. Bye-bye.